Hachette Audio presents How Sweet It Is, written by Dylan Newton, read by Eva Tavares and Max Lloyd-Jones.
To my mom, who introduced me to the delicious thrill of a Stephen King novel, and to Mike, who is my proof that happily ever afters do exist. Chapter 1. Kate Sweet touched her earpiece, activating the microphone. Carl, you and the pumpkin are in position?
Roger that, Kate.
Perfect. The newlyweds are coming. Cue the bubbles. Kate shivered in the September air. It was the first day of fall, and if this weather presaged the winter to come, she figured she'd better break out the wool outfits now. The upside of the colder-than-average temps was the stunning fall foliage, a priceless backdrop to today's afternoon wedding. Luckily, the outside portion of the reception was almost over. Just one more special touch. An errant lock slipped out of her chignon, and she tucked it behind her ear as she fast-walked around the hillside estate in her stilettos, shoes that were made for anything except fast-walking around rocky, grassy grounds. Or fast-walking in general. But a full suit, complete with killer heels, was her trademark uniform as the owner of Sweet Events. She'd patterned the style, as well as much of her fledgling business, after an internship with her mentor, the late Maya Everett herself.
"Take it from me. People don't respect a 5-foot-1 woman in flats," Maya had said in her blunt way. "You wanna be the boss? Dress like one. Use fashion to your advantage."
Maya wasn't wrong. It made a difference when you didn't have to crane your neck during every conversation. Kate had eventually grown accustomed to working in tall heels, and now considered them, along with her project plan spreadsheets, essential armor against chaos and one of the keys to her success. Her personal phone buzzed, and she tugged it out. Fumbling with cold fingers to activate the readout, she skimmed a text message from her mom. "Mom, was hoping to chat with you about the Sweet Surgery Center's grand opening. Both your dad and I are in surgery now, but can we talk later? After your party?"
"It's not a party, it's an event," Kate muttered to herself, her breath fogging the air as she groaned and dropped her cell back into her pocket. She wouldn't bother texting back. No emoji in the world was going to facilitate the message that she still wasn't interested in joining the family medical legacy. Never had been. But the famous Sweet surgeons were nothing if not persistent. Kate shook her head, willing the thoughts of her family's infinite disappointment in her career out of her head. She had a
sample complete. Ready to continue?